Chapter 3. The Tyres, Mary's parents, lived a prim, well-ordered life in a prim, well-ordered mansion. A trim line of pollarded elms marched all the way up to the well-scrubbed steps. The lawns were smooth and shaved like billiard tables, and the neat, well-ordered patchwork fields seemed to frown under the unruly shadows of the large, fleecy clouds, romping in an indecorous way across a pale blue summer sky. Mrs. Tyre was as prim and upright as her home. She had gone into mourning some 20 years ago for a second cousin, and had affected deep mourning ever since, enjoying the interest it caused, but always failing to discuss the reason for her mourning weeds, merely sighing mysteriously into a black-edged handkerchief. "Poor Albert!" Albert having been the name of the second cousin. Her figure was spare and straight, with never an ounce of womanly flesh to relieve her stern silhouette. She had a neat, prim mouth and well-guarded eyes, which surveyed the world from behind a barrier of thin, white eyelashes. She wore black mittens, winter and summer, and her pale, lavender-scented skin was cold to the touch. She kissed the air some 2 inches from her daughter's cheek, and remarked in her high, drawling voice, "Do not, pray, fatigue me with boring battle stories, Mary. It's Waterloo this and Waterloo that, and one will be glad when one can return to the more important business of the everyday world. Now, while you come home, and where is your husband?"